This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior State Department official was the latest Saturday to testify during impeachment inquiry proceedings led by congressional Democrats. Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, met behind closed doors for hours, about 8 hours before the Intelligence Committee, led by Congressman Adam Schiff. Schiff said the inquiry is making rapid progress. It is focusing on whether President Trump withheld nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine until Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky publicly committed to investigating Mr. Trump's political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son Hunter, for the latter's business dealings in Ukraine while Biden still held office. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by the deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia earlier in the week. The deadline of 1,500 GMT Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed upon by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea resort of Sochi.
Aynı şekilde ülkemizdeki 3 milyon 650 bin Suriyelinin ilk etapta bir ile...
He said, likewise, if they don't support the projects we have developed for the return of 1 or 2 million Syrian refugees at first stage out of 3.6 million Syrians living in the country, we have no choice but to open our gates and let them march to Europe. Erdogan repeated the threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plan for a safe zone in northeast Syria, where he wants to resettle the refugees currently residing in Turkey. This is VOA News. At least 7 people were killed in Iraq Saturday on a second day of protest against the prime minister's government. As Ed Uranium reports from Cairo for VOA, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Late Saturday, in an effort to contain violence, Prime Minister Mahdi ordered members of the country's elite counterterrorism service onto the streets of Baghdad in a southern city. California officials continue looking for ways to mitigate the damage from potentially historic winds that would help the spread of wildfires. Tens of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate fire-prone regions as nearby fires continue to burn. The power company Pacific Gas and Electric has already begun mass power shutoffs to help prevent sparks from power lines from causing more blazes. A Russian woman convicted of being a Russian agent has returned to Moscow. Reuters' Mia Wormersley.
Emotional, the 30-year-old graduate student told reporters gathered at the airport that Russians never surrender. Butina pleaded guilty in December last year to one count of conspiring to act as a foreign agent for Russia by infiltrating a gun rights group and influencing U.S. conservative activists and Republicans. She served most of her 18-month sentence.
I am very thankful to everyone who supported me, all the Russian citizens who helped in word and in deed, who wrote me letters, who donated money for my defense. I am very glad to see my family.
Her case further strained U.S.-Russian relations, prompting Moscow to accuse Washington of forcing Butina to confess to what it described as ridiculous charges.
That is Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.